Well, as you've been hearing all morning, the focus of the upcoming federal budget has been on spending cuts. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is expected to underline the scope of those savings in a pre-budget speech in Sydney tonight. But thrown into the mix now is the prospect of a temporary levy on taxpayers to help reduce the budget shortfall. It would apparently be modelled on the Gillard government's one-off flood levy, which raised $1.8 billion to help repair the damage from the Queensland floods. Chris Richardson is a partner at Deloitte Access Economics, and he's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Chris Richardson, good morning.
Morning, Cheryl.
Now, do you think a temporary deficit levy is a good idea?
Look, I can more than understand why the government is doing it, and I do think that a government that would hate to talk tax is showing a seriousness of purpose here. Very, very hard to repair the budget. I'm happy that most of the work gets done on the spending side, but great that they haven't ruled out tax as well.
But a temporary debt tax will do nothing to fix the structural problems in the budget. I mean, it's really more of a quick fix, isn't it, of the type that Joe Hockey said the government would avoid in this budget.
Look, the politics of doing things around tax are really difficult. You know, almost every economist in the country would sign up to doing, for example, something on the GST first, widening its base, increasing its rate, and then properly compensating it as something you would do before a temporary levy on personal income taxes. But we know the politics. You know, that's not something the government can bring in this budget. It's obviously serious about doing something about the budget and reaching for something that it can do on tax, given the politics.
But could it raise enough to make a difference? I mean, particularly if it's only levied on high income earners, which was the suggestion yesterday.
If it were only the people on the top marginal rate, so that's only people on $180,000 a year and more, then to be honest, there aren't many dollars in that. If you raise that by 0.5%, that's a bit over $300 million a year. If you bring in the next tax threshold below that, you get, call it $800 million a year. If you pick the top three ones, then you're at $2 billion a year. The bigger dollars lie further down in the tax brackets.
Mm-hmm. Special levies, though, are usually brought in response to disasters, emergencies. Are we facing a fiscal emergency now of the type that really warrants a special levy to fix it?
I do think that the budget is in more trouble than people realise. They look at an economy which is, you know, sure, it's travelling a bit below trend, but it's broadly okay, and they wonder, well, why isn't the budget okay? And the answer isn't what's happening now. The answer is what's happening over the last decade, when we had a brilliant boom, but a temporary one, and that was great for taxes for a long time. And off the back of that, both sides of politics made a whole bunch of permanent promises. But as the temporary boom wound back, that money disappeared, and the cost of, you know, a decade of promises on everything from family benefits to baby bonuses, and we got 8 personal income tax cuts in a row, those costs are the ones that now weigh on the government of the day in Canberra.
Yet we still only compared to the rest of the world have a budget deficit of 3% of GDP, and it's falling. I mean, next year it will fall down to 2%. I mean, can we call that a budget emergency?
It's not an emergency, and we would be more than happy to see budget repair happen over a period of time. You don't need a surplus tomorrow. You know, you can get there in 5 years, you can get there in 10 years, but you need to show a map of how you're going to get there and bring the electorate into your confidence. Remember, too, that although we are much better off than the rest of the world when it comes to debts and deficits, so we should be. You know, we were arguably, in the rich world, the largest single beneficiary of the China boom of the past decade. The world threw money at us. The tax man did very, very well out of that. Our budget should be in substantially better shape. It doesn't change the fact that it still needs work to be sustainable.
Well, you did mention the politics of all this. Of course, imposing a deficit levy would seem to breach a major promise of Tony Abbott that he wouldn't raise taxes during his first term of government. I mean, he's very anti-taxes. But it's not the only promise made by the coalition that's now constraining action on the budget. Do you believe there is a good case for these promises to be broken somewhat for the sake of fiscal repair?
Let me ignore the politics and focus on the economics. Both sides went to the federal election last year promising a lot of extra spending, the disability care, and yes, we should have something like that, an extra spending on schools and so on, and also promising rapid repair in the budget. Now, you couldn't have both those things happening at once. Did not matter who won. Whoever won was going to face the difficulty that the budget needs a lot of repair, and whoever won was therefore going to face the difficulty of what they'd promised. The fact that a government who would hate to have to do anything on the tax front is talking about a temporary deficit levy says to me they are serious about dealing with a budget problem. You know, the politics of this are really bad, and they're willing to take that on, and I take that as a good sign.
But given the political constraints, do you expect the upcoming budget to end up being a tough one?
We're in the phony war phase of budgets where governments are madly leaking things to test how they go. Chances are that the budget will not be as tough as I guess, the speeches of the moment and the leaks of the moment are suggesting. That would be the usual Canberra story. So it's not something I fear, that the budget will be so tough as to knock the economy off course. And people tend to forget, there are two things. Sure, the government will be doing something in the budget affecting the economy, but the Reserve Bank and its interest rate settings affect the economy as well. The Reserve was never, I think, really going to be raising rates in 2014, and the tougher the government is in the budget in 2 weeks, the longer it will be before we see an interest rate rise in Australia. That's an important trade-off.
Chris, do you believe that action is needed the most in your view? I mean, we got a sneak preview of the Commission of Audit last week. It comes out on Thursday, and it seems in its sights is the age pension. I mean, that seems to be growth in that the most unsustainable. I mean, even despite compulsory super with all its tax benefits, doesn't seem to be making a dent in that. Would you say that that's the area that needs to be tightened in terms of eligibility, or do we need to look across the board here?
It's certainly an area that should be looked at, but we do need to look across the board. In terms of budget repair, I guess I would look to three big things. One is indeed middle-class welfare. During the glory years when China was booming and the budget was very strong because of that, we gave away too much. Now is the time to reassess there. But it's not just middle-class welfare. It's absolutely industry welfare, and encouraging that the government's already done things there, and it's talking a bit about that too, and I'm sure the Commission of Audit will have that as a focus. The third thing is not something the Commission of Audit is looking at because it's the tax side, but our top-end tax breaks, including those around superannuation, by and large aren't getting people off the pension. No surprise that the government's starting to talk about that. We are spending, as a nation, a lot of money on something that has as a key aim saving future pension costs, and by and large we're not achieving it because of the variety of the expensive tax breaks that we give.
Well, we'll see if that's tackled. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much, Chris Richardson.
Thanks, Cheryl.
And Chris Richardson is a partner at Deloitte Access Economics. He was speaking there with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.